Sanhedrin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey, 3-5. At the end of the previous Mishnah, we had Rabbi Yehuda giving his opinion about a particular situation which someone would be possible for Eidlus, even if he's no longer part of the family. I don't want to get back to that right now. But he is continuing to speak here in the beginning of this Mishnah. So our Tanakama, who isn't listed by name, he has Rabbi Yehuda. And he says, Ha'ohev v'hasone, someone who is a close friend or a sort of a bitter enemy, those people are also going to be pasul le'edus. And the Mishnah says, Ohev, who is the close friend we're talking about? Ze shushvino. We're talking about someone who's a shushvin. Remember, if you learned the Masechta's in order, we had in Bava Basra at the end there, we had the situation of the shushvin, and also it's the people who are the close friends who help pay for the wedding. So these are like very close friends. And this is specifically, we're talking here about in a situation where it's like basically the Sheva Bracha is weak. So in that week, the shushbin are considered to be especially, you know, close and concerned for the well-being of the groom. And the sone we're talking about here, the enemy, is someone kol shelo diber imo shlosha yamin be'eva, someone who is so angry at his fellow that he hasn't spoken to him for 3 days, like out of anger, out of enmity. He's refusing to speak to him. So those people are considered to be so biased in their love or dislike for their fellow Jew, that this particular Jew, that they would be actually given to not tell the truth as an aid. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Amrlo, but the Chachamim reject it. They say, Lo nechtu Yisrael al kach. They say, no, a Jew who is otherwise not known to be, you know, unethical or, you know, a Russia, whatever story is not suspected of such a thing. Because, of course, there's hardly anything worse than giving, you know, formal edus and lying. So just because you like or don't like someone, you're not going to do, you know, perjure yourself and sort of ruin your integrity and do something so terrible. That's a machlokas. Now, first of all, just understand that we're talking here about eidos. When it comes to functioning as a dayan in such a situation, that the dayan is either like, you know, a close friend or sort of bitter enemy of the one of the litigants, so everyone agrees that person is not kosher to function as a dayan. Okay, as far as, you know, lesser degrees of friendship or hate, so then it becomes, according to many, just a midas chasidus that the dayan shouldn't function as the dayan. Definitely, it's ideal that he shouldn't, so no one has a sense that he's not getting a fair, you know, fair trial, or something is untoward here. If that is the situation, that you have a dayan who is not technically possible, because he's not like in such a bitter row with the litigant, he hasn't spoken to him in 3 days because of, you know, his anger or whatever the story is. Even though he definitely, if he's got a close affinity or dislike towards one of them, he shouldn't be functioning as the judge. If he does, so then b'di'evad, the Shulchan Aruch says he is kosher, that the judgment stands. The Ramah actually paskins it's not, it doesn't stand, right? You can't have a situation where one of the judges are just like strongly for or against one of the litigants. It's just not right, and therefore not binding. At all events, the general rule is that someone who is not kosher to serve as a judge, the same rules that apply to if they are kosher to serve as an aide. Now, our Bartanura says the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, that an ohev and a sone are not valid to serve as edim, as witnesses. Now, this is not the halacha, despite what the Bartanura says. They are, and as we pass like the chachamim, that a person is not a Jew, is not suspected of being so, you know, so unethical and lacking integrity to the point that he would lie just because of his relationship with the litigant. And remember, this actually, I'm sure, is like a common situation. Just think it through, for example. We're talking about, you know, Reuven lends Shimon money. He wants to get witnesses. Who will his witnesses be? Of course, it's very possibly his close friends. All of a sudden now, the suggestion of Rabbi Yehuda is the friends can function as witnesses because they're too close friends. I mean, just, it's because they're going to lie. So, anyways, the halacha is that we say that these close friends and enemies cannot serve as dayanim, but they could, and that's the exception to the rule, they could serve as edim. So it's an exception to the rule. Usually the same psulim for judges and witnesses go hand in hand, but this is an exception. You know, I should have spoken out the basis, the source of Rabbi Yehuda. I'll do that now. There is a precedent in the Torah for suspecting someone who is a bitter enemy, and that is in the context of an accidental murder. The case of, you know, the cases where you have someone going into galus potentially. So the pasuk says, "V'hu lo oyev lo v'lo mevakesh ra'aso." We're only saying that someone is plausibly a rotzeach b'shogeg, an accidental murderer, if he didn't like have this known hatred towards the person who he quote unquote conveniently murdered quote unquote an accident. So you see, there's a suspicion that someone would, of course, out of hatred, be driven to kill. Now there is a second mention of the same kind of idea in that very same parsha. It says "Vuhu lo sone lo mitmol shilshom," which is that a second time mentions this idea of being a bitter enemy, someone who hasn't spoken to the fellow in the context here of an accidental murder for the past 3 days, mitmol and shilshom, yesterday or the day before. So based on that, since we don't need both those psukim, Rabbi Yehuda adds a drasha that says this applies to our cases in our Mishnah over here, and that's the precedent, and it's as far as just as the witness could be biased because of his hatred, he could also be biased because of his close friendship, at least during like the Sheva Brachos week when, there's sort of a special, it would be, the person might feel especially inclined to help out, quote-unquote, help out his friend. In all cases, the Chacham reject it. They say that it does apply certainly to Dayanim, but not to Edom, as I said before.